We know of one man, we know of him, and neither one of us know him. He's a railroad worker, and he's the same doctor that's been treating him. And we were just saying this morning, if we knew where he lived, tonight when he comes off of work, we just go and talk to him.
Uh-huh. Do you know his name?
Here's Johnny.
We knew the man.
I know him when I see him, I think. He's a big, tall, black-headed fellow. He used to be, I guess, getting gray then. Been to the railroad company, Santa Fe Railroad Company, for years.
Could you get his address from the phone book or the city directory?
We more likely could before he and his wife separated. They separated here about how many, 4 or 5 months ago?
No, it's been almost a year ago.
Had it?
I bet your county clerk could tell you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That would be
I got a fella. I got a son-in-law served on the school board with him, and I'm hoping that he'll know where he lives.
Uh-huh. I think that would be excellent.
And that's the way I'll find out. That's a good way to check on your doctors. There's no use to just keep paying a doctor and paying a doctor, and maybe he's helping, maybe he isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I want to feel good about it all the way through.
Yeah, he's probably.
If you find somebody that went through the mill with him, he can tell him.
Mm-hmm. You're a doctor, and he's probably doing the best he can, but
yeah.
Maybe this isn't his specialty.
He's supposed to be a specialist. That's all he said.
He's foot specialist, strictly.
I had a strange experience. I had appendicitis, and the doctor operated.
Yeah.
Dismissed me after 3 days in the hospital. Gee, I was in sad shape. I just kept getting weaker and weaker, and I couldn't eat, and I couldn't sleep, and I coughed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The pain kept getting worse. Now, he operated on me on Monday, and the next Monday I went into the office. Well, in between then, my wife had called, and she didn't get the surgeon. She got the man who made the diagnosis. He prescribed sleeping pills over the phone, let me get a little sleep.
Yeah.
But it didn't do this any good, and he got into the office and waited an hour, and then went in. He was going to take the stitches out, and he took one look at me and began to swear and hollered for his nurse, grabbed his shears without any anesthetic or anything. He just cut me open again.
He did?
Yeah, the thing had abscessed.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But I would have appreciated it if he'd given me some anesthetic of some sort. I've never had that happen before.
Lord mercy.
But you know, he did it that time, and he did it the next time I went in. Just a pair of surgical shears, snip, snip, snip.
Oh, that's funny.
And he's a good surgeon. He's a crackerjack. But he just lost his head. He didn't want to see that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't the color of that ashtray, but I looked just about like old wood ashes.
But I'll tell you what, you want to stay pretty close to your doctor and watch him. Now this trouble in her heel, for some reason or another, she has the misery. Now it isn't in the heel, it's in her side. And he flatly told her, and we never have used a hot and cold bath. He flatly told her he didn't know what to do about it. But he did tell her this, to take a hot water and a towel and have it hot.
Mm-hmm.
Place that on the side for 4 minutes.
3 minutes. Hold one.
And hold that there for 3 minutes. Take that off and immediately follow up with a cold one.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted some ice tubes in that cold water.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, cold. And see what that'll do. Now that was yesterday, but this time, and we haven't used it yet.